This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday, April 15th to Thursday, April 21st.
Despite criticism by the United States, the Israeli government moved ahead with the expanding settlements and grabbing more lands for the construction of the separation wall. On Thursday, the Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon affirmed that 1,000 housing units are under construction in the West Bank settlement of Bitar Elite and hundreds more in that of Ma'ale Adumim. Earlier this week, the Israeli cabinet issued tenders seeking bids for construction of 50 new houses in the West Bank settlement of Ilkana near the West Bank city of Salfit. The Palestinian Authority complained to the American administration, which in turn requested explanation from Israel. Sharon and the American administration agree that Israel should keep hold of large West Bank settlement blocks in any future agreement, but differ on Israelis' intentions to keep expanding settlements contrary to roadmap obligations.
The Palestinian Information Center issued Tuesday a report on Israeli violations to the Sharm Truce Agreement between Israel and Palestinian Authority. The center reported 920 Israeli army incursions into Palestinian territories during the past 2 months. During the same period, the center monitored 600 cases in which army opened fire or shelled Palestinian populated areas. The center said that in total, Israel has violated the truce agreement in 3,854 cases since the signing of the Sharm's understandings on February 8. The Israeli government is leaning to postpone the implementation of the disengagement plan for 3 weeks for religious reasons. Israeli Vice Premier Shimon Peres from the Israeli Labour Party expressed surprise that only now the government discovers a Jewish holiday. Minister Israel Katz from the Israeli Likud Party called Tuesday for a further delay up to October 25. The cabinet is expected to make a final decision soon after the defense ministry agreed Friday to the proposed delay. Saleh Al-Naami, political analyst from Gaza, said Israel's unilateral withdrawal from Gaza is meant only to manage the conflict.
Sharon is serious in implementing the disengagement plan. By doing so, he manages the crisis with the Palestinians, gives a free hand to Israel in the West Bank, and makes the settlements status quo.
Israel High Court ordered Wednesday halt of the construction of Ariel Wall section, but approved the construction of the Bethlehem section. The court injunction followed a petition submitted by the Palestinian villagers in the Salfit region. On the other hand, the court allowed the cabinet to resume the construction of the wall near Bethlehem after it was halted by a court injunction on October 2003. Jamal Darawi, member of the Land Defense Committee.
Last week, the Israeli High Court rejected a petition to change the route of the wall. The two villages will be separated from their surroundings and will be trapped between the wall and the nearby settlement of Abu Naim.
The Palestinian Authority said Thursday is ready for the Gaza pullout. A Palestinian Authority technical committee has been preparing lists of structures now in Gaza settlements believed to be helpful for the development of the economy of the Gaza Strip if remained intact. Saleh Naami, a political analyst specialized in settlement issues, said there is still debate whether current settlements should be turned down after pullout or remain for reoccupation by Palestinians.
Palestinian Minister of Housing said the Palestinian Authority demands the destruction of the settlers' houses because they are built as villas, which does not fit the highly dense population in the Gaza Strip. Yet there are voices in the Palestinian Authority advocating keeping some of these houses intact.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met on Wednesday in Ramallah with the two U.S. envoys, David Welch, Deputy Secretary of State, and Eliot Abrams, Deputy National Security Advisor. Both sides focused talks on the intended Israeli unilateral disengagement plan and preparations for the next month visit of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Washington. Also on Wednesday, Palestinian legislators approved the election bill without modifications, paving the way for the elections to take place on July 17. The Palestinian Legislative Council decision ended a crisis between Fatah legislators and the Islamic opposition groups over fulfillment of commitments signed during the March 15 Cairo talks. 8,000 Palestinian prisoners held a 2-day hunger strike starting Sunday to commemorate Palestinian Prisoners' Day. Palestinian prisoners expressed hopes that the Palestinian Authority would show more urgency and seriousness to the prisoners' file in the renewed Palestinian-Israeli negotiations. Israel imposed an entire closure over the occupied Palestinian territories during Jewish holidays. The closure went in effect starting Thursday night and would last until Monday morning. As Jewish holidays coincides with Christian Easter, Palestinian Christians are expected to suffer the most. Samer Kokaleh from the alternative tourism group Beit Sahur wondered why the Jewish people celebrate their holidays while the Palestinians do not have the same right.
But next week we celebrate the Easter and we are not allowed to access to the Holy Sepulchre Church. And this affects all the Christians in Bethlehem area or in other areas around Jerusalem. So that, I think, is not fair. Why the Jews has the right to go to celebrate Easter while the Palestinian Christians has no right to celebrate Easter? Why they can access to Jerusalem and we can't access to Jerusalem and celebrate?
For the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, this is Manar Jibreen and Ghassan Bannoura in Beit Sahur, Palestine.